from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
International finance or government, and then a master's from Stanford in communications. She knows her stuff. And she's perplexed at the Guardians giving up on Cal Quantrill. I feel vindicated.
And she just had a conversation with a guy who was politely asked to leave Ohio University because he couldn't stop having fun.
That was you.
I done talk to smart people too.
I was going to say, I love it when we have smart people as our guests, and it doesn't take much to be smarter than us. So that works out beautifully.
So,
and she said, if the Guardians, Quantrill, Rockies move, why not?
Yeah, I mean, he is an arm. He will eat innings. Like, he kind of fits exactly what they want to do. I don't think you're going to have to give up a ton. It's not a sexy move, but I think it does improve the ball club. I don't think it's a bad way to go. She brought up Kikuchi. I would not make a move for Kikuchi. I think he's cooked, sadly.
Toronto Blue Jays starter.
I loved watching him pitch when he was with the Seattle Mariners. I just think it's too many years away from that one. I wonder what this deadline looks like. There's so many teams now who are in the mix of this stuff and so few sellers that it kind of, you know, almost cannibalizes the deadline because there's too many teams that think they're in the middle of it. But, yeah, I don't know. If you're the Guards right now, what do you do? What do you do, Jeff?
Well, I asked Chelsea this, and this is what I wonder. And I don't want to downplay what this team has done this year. I think this team is. We were so looking forward to this season, Dan. I know you and I had talked about that numerous times. And man, it's been even more fun than I expected it to be. But I look at this team, and I see like three guys who I like with a bat in their hands. I don't see more. Jose, Josh, Stephen Kwan. I'm intrigued by Jean-Kenzie Noel. I was intrigued by Jonathan Rodriguez. Why? Because I like outfielders who can hit the ball really hard.
I like Bo Naylor.
I think Bo is a young guy who's on his way.
I'm still a Bo Naylor believer. I'm still a Brian Rocchio believer. I know, send me
he's
all
got,
your hate.
He's got a glove. I'm not even concerned about his bat, but it's not been very good. And I look at that. Then I look at the starting rotation. You realistically, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, right now, if you're thinking of a playoff series, I think you have a starter and a half. I think you have Tanner Bibee. And I think you throw Ben Lively out there and think, Ben, you've been doing it all year. Do it again, please. And I keep my fingers crossed. And other than that, there's not a starter on this staff that I feel comfortable throwing out there in a playoff game, at least right now. Gavin Williams might get there. Maybe Logan Allen comes. Maybe Logan Allen comes back here and he gets there. I mean, last night Carlos didn't get out of the sixth, and he gave up six runs. Okay, right. That's not going to win a playoff game for you.
No, not at all.
It's just not going to do it. And I wonder this in a big picture, despite the fact that they're in first place, and despite the fact that they're in the AL Central, is this team worth trading top prospects for to bring in reinforcements for this team this year? And I can't sit here and tell you it's yes, despite the fact that the division is sitting here waiting to be won. I mean, you know, like Ralph Velasquez, who was their first-round pick last year. Big 6'3", power-hitting first baseman outfielder. They're turning him into an outfielder, too. Drafted him as a catcher. Well, I don't want to give him up. I want to see him develop here. If this team was like the Orioles, that is loaded with talent and has more talent coming up, I would think, okay, I can give that guy up. But we're not like the Orioles. And I love the process, blah, blah, blah. I love looking to the future. I love watching prospects come up. I just don't think this team right now, with three guys I like with a bat in their hands, maybe four if you're really going to push it, and with a starter and a half, is worth a huge investment of prospects. I would rather wait a year and give it another shot.
The only reason that I think you should maybe make that move, if you think you can, is if you think this is just a blip and you think what this offense is in the middle of since June 1 is like, okay, it's a little bit of regression, but hey, somebody's going to take over and we'll get cooking again and Gavin Williams is going to turn this around and we'll get one of the Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie, Joey Cantillo group to come up and help and supplement this team. And you look at the landscape of the AL and you go, Seattle can't hit, but they can pitch. The Astros have been kind of up and down. They seem to be getting it together a little bit more, but they've been a disappointment all season. The Yankees are two good starters, maybe three good starters, and two great position players and a whole lot of just okay. You know, they are going to make a move. They're going to try to find something. And the Orioles are really good, and they probably need another starter. But they can hit and they can pitch. And so when you get done playing that game, you realize there's one team truly standing in front of the Cleveland Guardians. If they play the way that they did in April and May, and if you think that's not a blip, but that is the way that this team plays, if you think that is the case, then you make the move. Because you go, there's one team standing in front of me and the World Series.
I'm not going to trade prospects for guys who could only be here at the end of this year. I've got to get somebody under control. We've talked about Brent Rooker, who's the 29-year-old outfielder for the Oakland A's, who's bounced around a little bit and has really found himself in Oakland with some really good power numbers. Not considered a good outfielder. But
he should be a DH.
Well, okay, fine. That fine.
Great.
Yeah, that's terrific. Don't mind that at all, Dan. And then, because who's my DH right now?
Needs a day off?
David Fry. Yeah. All right, David Fry is my best DH right now, and David's batting average has dropped 70 points since his season high.
Do you buy the Brent Rooker 286 batting average? That's my question with him. Is all of a sudden the guy has learned how to hit for average on top of the fact that he's hitting for power, and those are usually the guys you look at and go, okay.
But guys can get better, and if I don't have to, you know, the thing I like about him a lot, I have him under control for I think it's 3 years after this. And he's 29. He's only making $750,000. You could probably sign him for a pretty reasonable contract and he'd probably be pretty happy. And then if it doesn't work, you trade him next year. You know, I mean, because then you're trading a guy who, if you don't have under contract, is arbitration eligible, so somebody else can have him. I just think there are some smart moves that they can make that won't cost them a lot, which will help the team. And maybe help the team down the road. I wonder, because if you're just going by what they're doing at AAA, there does not seem to be an abundance of hitting talent ready to come up and help. George Valera, their top outfield prospect of a year or two ago, hitting a little better right now, but has not been what they expected him to be when it seemed like he was close. Kyle Manzardo, probably not ready to come in and be majorly impactful. So I think it's a big decision that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have to make in the next week. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.